Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Inilabas na ang 2021-2022 Migration Program Planning at aabot sa 160,000 ang tatanggaping visa applicants para makapasok dito sa bansa. Kalahati nito ay para sa family stream. Sa higit 77,000, higit 72,000 ang partner visa, higit 4,000 ang parent visa, at 500 naman para sa ibang family stream visas. Sabi ng principal solicitor ng visa plan na si James Bay, qualified para sa partner stream visa silang kasal na o nagsasama na sa isang bubong kasama ang isang Australian citizen o permanent resident.
The cost is roughly $7,800 upon the visa applications. If you want to add health check, that's another $300. And also, depending on how many countries you have resided, you have to arrange police checks to be issued. Generally speaking, from the date of initial application to grant of the permanent residency, we see roughly around 3 to 4 years. And the reason for, I guess, the large duration of processing time is because the department wants to ensure that the relationship doesn't break down and the relationship is genuine and the relationship is continuing.
At may babala si Mr. Bay dahil dadaan sa butas ng karayom ang mga papel ng aplikante sa Department of Home Affairs nang masigurong tunay at hindi peke ang relasyon.
The department takes a hard line in assessing the applications. It may seem little invasive, but applicants must ensure that the department is satisfied that the eligibility criteria are sufficiently addressed. This requires more than just photos and joint bank statements. You would have to show that you share social, financial, and virtually all your lives together.
Dagdag ng immigration lawyer ng visa envoy na si Ben Watt, na may mga pagkakataong ang mga aplikante ng partner visa ay pwedeng diretso na ang permanent residency status. Pero kadalasan ang proseso ay dadaan sa dalawang stage, kahit dito o sa labas ng bansa nag-apply ng visa.
For them to decide to directly process you for PR, the way that it works is that you have to be in a relationship for 3 years, so you have to live together for 3 years, or you have to live together for 2 years and have a child together. If that's not the case, what they do is they put you into a process where you lodge the visa, it's processed within 12 to 24 months, and then what happens is at the 24-month mark, they look at you again to make sure you're still together and still in love, and then what they do is they then continue to process it for the second stage, which is the permanent residence.
Para naman sa gustong dalhin dito sa Australia ang mga magulang, sabi ni Mr. Bay, una dapat malaman kung mas mabigat ba ang kaugnayan nito sa bansang Australia o yung tinatawag na Balance of Family Test. Pasok sa test silang mga magulang na ang karamihan o kalahating bilang ng mga anak ay nasa Australia, citizen man o permanent resident.
There are officially 7 types of parent visas. Many factors are in play, including the balance of family members, age, and financial abilities. To determine the correct option, the first question to be asked is whether half or more than half of your family members are Australians. By that again, I mean citizens or permanent residents. If the answer to the first question is no, then the only available option is a subclass H70 sponsored parent temporary visa for 3 years, which can be reapplied subsequently.
Kapag hindi pasado sa Balance of Family Test, pwedeng i-apply ang Sponsored Parent Temporary Visa Subclass 870. Maaring ipagkaloob ang 3 hanggang 5 taong visa. Dahil medyo mahal ang bayad sa visa na ito, pwedeng bayaran ng installments.
For the Subclass 870, the base application charge is $1,000 and to get a 3-year visa, it's $4,000 on top of that, which is paid at the very end of the processing. So for a total of $5,000, you can have your parent here for 3 years. And the base application charge for the 5-year one is $1,000 again. And the second installment payable before visa grants is $9,000.
Kapag pasado naman sa Balance of Family Test, may 6 na visa option na pwedeng applyan onshore o offshore. Ang 2 permanent contributory parent visa ay nagkakahalaga ng $48,000 ang bawat magulang. Pwedeng hatiin ang pagbayad nito kapag granted ang temporary contributory parent visa at sa loob ng 2 taon, mag-apply sila ng permanent visa. Mas makakamura naman kung parent visa subclass 103 at age parent visa subclass 804 ang kunin, na nagkakahalaga ng kulang-kulang $7,000. Pero mas matagal ang processing dahil tinatayang aabot sa 30 taon. Pero payo ni Ben Watt, ang mga magulang na nandito na sa bansa sa pamamagitan ng visitor visa mula sa mga bansang may reciprocal healthcare agreement sa Australia, dapat i-apply ang subclass 804.
Now, if you lodge a parent visa in Australia, what's going to happen is you'll get a bridging visa, which will let you stay on during the processing, which sounds great. But of course, the problem with it is that parents only have access to Medicare if you're, say, from a country that's got a reciprocal healthcare agreement with Australia, which is, say, the UK or Italy, that there's certain countries that have this agreement, but the vast majority of countries don't have any sort of agreement with Australia. For example, India or China, which is the, I think, number one and number two source of migrants to Australia.
Ibig sabihin ng reciprocal healthcare agreement ng Australia ay babayaran nito ang health cost kapag ang mga residente nito ang nandito sa bansa o mga Australians naman ang bibisita sa 11 bansa. Kabilang sa mga bansang ito ang Belgium, Finland, Italy, Malta, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, the Republic of Ireland, Slovenia, Sweden at United Kingdom. Kapag child migration naman ang pag-uusapan, ang mga anak ay pwedeng isama sa parents visa application. Kapag nasa Australia naman ang applicant ng partner visa at nasa labas ng bansa ang anak, makakapasok na ito sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng subclass 445 dependent child visa kapag granted na ang partner visa ng magulang. Meron ding 3 option para makuha ang bata, depende sa relasyon nito sa sponsor, gaya ng child visa, orphan relative visa, at adoption visa.
You need to have a particular relationship with the child, which is that you're either the child's adopted parent, that the child is an orphan and you're a relative of the child, or that the child is your natural child. So if the child is a stepchild, there's a different process, which is that you would need to get the mother permanent residency first, or if the mother has permanent residency and for some reason the child wasn't included in that permanent residence application, and that's actually the most common scenario where you would apply for a child visa.
Bukas din ang bansa sa pag-sponsor para manirahan ang mga kaanak dito sa Australia. Kung may medical condition o sakit, pwede ang carer visa kapag walang ibang kaanak na mag-aalaga na nandito sa bansa o available na healthcare services dito sa Australia. Qualified dito silang mga kaanak na may edad 18 pataas sa pamamagitan ng carer visa subclass 116 o 836, at tinatayang aabot sa 4 taon ang proseso ng visa na ito. Bukas din ang remaining relative at age-dependent relative visa para sa mga kaanak na nandito na sa Australia. Kaso, medyo matagal ang proseso ng visa na ito na tatagal sa 50 taon. Pero maaaring dito na sa Australia hihintayin ang desisyon ng application ng visa na ito kapag dito sa Australia in-apply ang visa at hindi sa labas ng bansa. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon kung anong visa ang dapat i-apply para makasama dito sa Australia ang mga magulang, pamilya o kaanak, bisitahin ang Department of Home Affairs website o kumontak ng Registered Migration Agent. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Josefa Kusanovic na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.